This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 15th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Clean Fuels Alliance America sent a letter to the Trump administration today. Kirk Kovarik says today is important to the renewable fuels industry.
So what we marked today was essentially the effective date that EPA chose for the volumes that they set for 2026 and 2027. Although it was published just at the very end of March, today is essentially the effective date.
Kovarik says they want to let the president know the RVO decision by the EPA is working.
So the purpose of our letter was to demonstrate to the president just a few months in that this RVO, renewable volume obligation, is having all of the intended outcomes in our industry. And that is production is up, purchases of feedstock are up, driving demand for U.S. commodities. As production increases, we're further enhancing U.S. domestic energy supply and dominance, offering a bit more of a buffer from dependence on foreign oil or activities in the Middle East.
Kovarik said North Dakota is a classic example of what renewable fuels can bring to rural America.
10 years ago, they were shipping 65% of their beans to China. Today, they're using 75% of their beans processed in the state of Nebraska. That is due to the significant demand that our industry, the biomass-based diesel industry, is putting on the oil. 1.28 billion pounds of soybean oil, a record amount utilized in March in our industry. We're now adding value to the oil and the bean, thereby making additional low-cost, high-value protein meal available here domestically. We're doing that value add. We're doing everything the president wanted when he set these volumes this high, and we want to make sure we're going to do periodic check-ins with the president to make sure he understands that the policy that he set was the right one, it's delivering the goals that he intended, and we need to stay the course despite the criticism or the lawsuits by the petroleum refiners.
In other news, President Trump indicated last week the U.S. might not extend the trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. That agreement up for review next month, and agriculture groups have been outspoken on the desire to see the USMCA continue through 2036. John Bodie with the Corn Refiners Association says the agreement is good for their members and good for the nation.
We are a part of the overall economy. So what's good for American agriculture is good for corn refining. And we are pushing the success of USMCA and the benefits to agriculture and to consumers of integrated North American markets.
Bodie says open and free trade in North America is right for agriculture and for consumers.
Mother Nature does not always perfectly perform the way we want it to in agricultural production. It makes our system more resilient when there are floods or freezes or droughts, that a integrated North American agricultural market is better able to respond to those conditions.
Bodie says the agreement establishes a more consistent supply option for consumers.
If we have significant new restrictions on seasonal produce in that robust trade, that is, that basically has a policy-driven shortage that is less resilient to weather uncertainties and simply drives prices up for consumers.
Bodie says a standing trilateral agreement helps to prevent non-tariff trade barriers.
Sanitary, phytosanitary issues are part of that, and that's where a lot of the technology comes in. Having a science and risk-based system that is reflected in the agreement, as USMCA does, means that we have real science-based policies for dealing with food safety and related matters, plant and animal disease. And in that way, we stay away from those issues being non-tariff trade barriers and protectionism.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nellie.